弟兄姐妹朋友们，祝你平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
我们这一周是感恩的一周，是禅周末，有些人不在，也有些人跑来我们这里了啊。
This is a week of Thanksgiving. We have people, some people are traveling, and we also have some old friends coming back to join us.
我们今天读的经文呢，是以前读过的。
The scriptures we read today, we have read them a lot in the past.
人家说重要的事情要讲三遍。
People say important things we need to repeat three times.
我在考虑要不要讲同样的一篇道。
And I'm thinking if I need to repeat the sermon I have done before.
因为这个常常我们都忘了上个星期讲过什么。
And most likely many people forgot what we talked about last week.
那今天因为是感恩节，我特别要跟大家分享这个感恩节的这个由来。
Because this week is the Thanksgiving week, I would like to share the story of the origin of Thanksgiving.
我知道大部分的人或者有一部分的人已经听过好多遍了。
We know most people or maybe all of you have heard it many times.
但是我要你们重新再思考。
But I want you to think and to meditate on this again.
从什么角度来思考呢？
From what angle shall we think about this again?
从神的荣耀的角度来思考。
We'll come from the angle of seeking God's glory.
寻求神的荣耀。
Seeking God's glory.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到你跟前，求主你来带领我们。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask you to guide us.
神的荣耀对我们来说常常是一个抽象的东西。
God's glory in most situations is a very abstract concept to us.
我们要荣耀神，我们生活要怎么样荣耀神，有时候也是抽象的。
We want to glorify God and in our life to glorify God, but this concept is also very abstract to us.
求主你今天来帮开我们的心眼，让我们看见。
Lord, we pray that you will open our hearts and our mind, and so we can see.
让我们晓得我们当如何来寻求主你的荣耀。
Help us to understand how to seek God, your glory.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
1967年。
1607。
在英格兰的这个 Nottinghamshire 这个地方有一群的清教徒。
There was a group of Puritans in the Nottinghamshire in England.
他们想要脱离那时候英国国教，也就是基督教，他想要脱离这个国教的这个控制。
This group of people, they want to break away from the control of the state religion.
他们想要能够自由地来敬拜神。
They want to worship God freely.
所以他们就离开家乡。
So they left their homeland.
经历艰难困苦地来到荷兰的这个 Amsterdam.
They went through hardships and they came to, they went to Amsterdam in Netherlands.
1608年搬到荷兰的 Leiden 这地方莱顿。
In 1608, they moved to Leiden in Netherlands.
这个故事呢，我是根据《生命纪刊》的记载啊，所以你要找的话，他们上面有。
So I, the story I used is to follow the life journal. So if you want to look for the origin, you can seek there.
他们来到这个荷兰呢，他们就掌握了这个生产的技术，加上他们的殷勤，开始就在荷兰的地方就安居乐业。
When they came to the Netherlands, they mastered advanced technology, and with hard work, they soon settled down.
可是呢，荷兰这个独立的战争一直都有。
However, the long Dutch War was still in process.
天主教的势力随时都可能卷土重来。
The Catholic forces could return at any time.
然后他们在荷兰的这个生活其实是挺富裕的。
So their life in Netherlands was actually very comfortable, very rich.
他们开始看到这个享乐主义、世俗主义的气氛已经威胁到他们的下一代。
They saw that the hedonistic and secular atmosphere have strengthen their next generations.
他们看他们下一代的这个信仰的纯正已经受到威胁，很多人在富裕的当中已经没有好好的来信靠这位主。
They saw that the purity of their faith was threatened in the hedonistic and secular atmosphere.
这有点像我们今天在美国，很多人来美国就是要一份好的工作，好的生活。
It's quite similar to nowadays in America. Many people come to America to seek a better and abundant life.
可是在美国，这个享乐主义、世俗主义也一直在侵略我们下一代子女的信仰。
And in America, the hedonistic and secular atmosphere also are invading the minds and heart of our young people.
于是呢，这些清教徒呢，就产生要移居到北美新大陆的这个想法。
And that's how they came up to the idea of emigrating to the new world, to the United States.
1620年，他们就开始行动。
They started taking action in 1620.
他们选择了这个逆向移民。
They adopted the reverse immigration.
他们要从一个这个先进的国家移民到一个不先进的地方。
They wanted to immigrate.From a very advanced country to a very backward country.
然后从一个文明的欧洲移民到这个似乎是野蛮的地方啊，北美大啊，那时候新大陆。
From a very rich advanced Europe to a wild to the wilderness of America.
啊，那时候在这个新这些的清教徒里头，反对的声音也不小。
There were a lot of opposing voice among the Puritans.
你想要移民到一个完全是荒凉的地方啊，生活是那么的辛苦。
If you want to move and immigrate to a wilderness country, and the life would be really hard.
可是赞成的人都相信一件事情。
But those who are agreeing and they believed in one thing.
所有伟大和光荣的行为都是伴随着许多艰难。
And all the glorious and worthy effort will be accompanied by a lot of hardship.
但是为了神的荣耀。
But because of God's glory.
神的荣耀配得上他们付出一切的努力。
And God's glory is worthy of all their efforts.
他们为了神的荣耀能够在他们的儿女的信仰当中持续。
If for their seeking of God's glory that can continue in their children,
他们就搭上这个艰难的选择。
They went on this hard road.
于是那时候清教徒里头分成两批，一批留在荷兰。
So the Puritans back then were divided into two groups. One group stayed in Netherlands.
一批去了新大陆。
And the other group went to the New World.
许多人从此再也没有见面。
And many people never met again.
他们在这个荷兰的港口那里就听了一篇道。
At the port of the Netherlands, they listened to a sermon.
引用了一段经文在以斯拉记八章二十一节。
The scriptures they used, used was Ezra chapter 8 verse 21.
八章二十一节说，那时我在亚哈瓦河边宣告禁食，为要在我们上帝面前刻苦己心，求他使我们和妇人孩子并一切所有的都得平坦的道路。
Then I promise a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from himA safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all of our goods.
1920年，他们就离开富裕的荷兰地方。
In 1620, they left the very abundant, rich Netherlands.
他离开了漂亮的城市。
They left the beautiful and pleasant cities.
深深地知道自己在寻找神的荣耀的。
They knew clearly that they were seeking God's glory.
他们抬头仰望那高天可慕在天上的家乡。
They raised their eyes and fixed their gazes on the sky and longing for the beloved country they are going to.
首先，他们回到英国去找商人的赞助，让他们能够带把他们带到新大陆。
First, they went back to England to seek a sponsorship from the rich merchants.
8月5号，1620年的时候，有两艘船，要准备去美国。
On August 5th, in 1620, there were two ships that were preparing to head to America.
那时候还没有美国。
And at the time, America did not exist.
大约有120人愿意去。
There were about 120 people who were willing to go.
但是有一艘船漏水漏得很严重。
But one of the boats were leaking, was leaking heavily.
也因为这样子，有一批人就决定留下来不去了。
So a group of them decided to stay and not to leave.
9月6号 ,5 月花号就离开 Plymouth.
The ship Mayflower left the port.
一共102人。
102 people were on board.
他们原来是向 Virginia, 那个方向走的。
They were originally heading towards Virginia.
因为这风浪的缘故，最后他们先到了加拿大，然后的那个 Newfoundland 后来才来到这个Cape Cod.
Because the wind, they first landed in the Newfoundland in Canada, and then they came to Plymouth.
在船上呢，死了两个人，又生了两个 baby. 所以
on the ship, two people died and two babies were born.
所以去的时候跟到达的人数是一样。
So the total number of people remained the same.
他们到了这个新的地方之后，他们就开始有一个很有名的叫五月花号的公约。
So after they arrived, there was a very famous the pact. It's called the Mayflower Pact.
他们就约定说，他们在这个地方要按着这个公约来按着基督教信仰的这个基础来过生活。
They declared that they would follow the Mayflower Pact and live their life according to the Christian faith.
这是创立美国的一个主要的思想之一。
And this was the main belief system that established America.
那五月花号另外一个事件带给美国很重要的影响的就是感恩节。
The other important impact that the Mayflower brought was the Thanksgiving.
他们踏上了这个北美的这个新大陆的时候正好是冬天。
When they were heading to the New World in North America, it was winter.
四面都是荒原。
All around them was the wilderness.
背后是大海。
And the sea was behind them.
那一年冬天非常的艰难。
It was really hard that winter.
两三个月内就死了一半的人。
Half of the people died within two or three months.
102个人到第二年的时候剩下53个。
Only 53 people were left the second year.
他们在这个艰难的当中，到了第二年的春天，来了一群的印第安人。
In their hardship, the second year spring, a group of Indians came.
中间有一个会说英文的叫 Squanto.
One of the Indians spoke some English. His name was Squanto.
Squanto 以前也是被 抓去欧洲当奴隶的，后来在英国学了英文回来。
Squanto was captured as a slave in England and he learned some English and came back.
那这个时候他就帮印第安人跟清教徒中间做联系。
So he became the communicator between the Puritans and the Indians.
那一年呢，他们在印第安人的这个帮助之下有了大丰收。
And that year they had a big harvest with the help of the Indians.
就来庆祝这个丰收。
So they were celebrating the harvest.
有90个印第安人跟他们53个人一起来庆祝。
90 Indians and with the remaining 53, the Puritans, they were celebrating Thanksgiving together.
那时他们带领的人记录了他的日记里头写了这么一段话。
And one of the person who was in among the journey recorded the below passage in his diary.
他说我这么做的目的 是想要孩子们今后能看到自己的父辈如何完成第一次冒险之旅。
I did this so that their children may see with their what difficulties their fathers wrestled in going through these things in their first beginnings.
他们经历了何等的艰难跟奋斗，尽管他们有种种的弱点、缺失，却终于被神拯救。
And how God had brought them along, notwithstanding all their weakness and hardship and deficiencies.
他们为了一个目的，就是神的荣耀。
They were doing all of this one for one purpose, is to seek God's glory.
他们为了一个目的，就是让神的荣耀在他们下一代里头能够看见。
And their purpose is to keep God's glory to be revealed in the next generation.
他们要他们下一代看到他们父母为了神的荣耀而付出的牺牲。
They want their next generation, their children, to see the difficulties and sacrifice their forefathers had made in order to seek God's glory.
这牺牲可是生命的牺牲。
And this sacrifice is a sacrifice of their lives.
102人死了一半。
And among the original 102 people, half were dead.
所以当我们来看这个感恩节的故事的时候，不是只是一个感恩。
So when we are reading the story of Thanksgiving, it's not just a giving thanks.
不是只是人得到好处之后感恩。
It's not just like when people get benefits and then they give thanks.
也不是只是单单说碰到困难之后得到帮助的时候感恩。
And it's not that when they are facing difficulties and they get help and then they give thanks.
因为他们乃是为了神的荣耀而去面对这些艰难的事情。
Because they are facing all these challenges, all these difficulties in order to seek God's glory.
他们感恩是因为神的荣耀。
They are grateful, they give thanks because of God's glory.
当初清教徒为了躲避这个富裕的这个享乐主义跟世俗主义。
At that time, the Puritans were trying to run away from the hedonistic and secular world.
他们付出了一切的努力。
They gave up all their effort. They gave all their effort.
也付出生命的代价。
And they gave the price of life.
他们说神的荣耀是配得他们付出一切的努力的。
They say God's glory is worthy of all the efforts they have put in.
弟兄姐妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
我们是这样的寻求神的荣耀吗？
Is that how we seek God's glory today?
什么是神的荣耀？
What is God's glory?
什么是荣耀？
What is glory?
荣耀是一个很抽象的东西。
Glory is an abstract concept.
但是我们可以这么解释，荣耀是我们心所切慕的一个东西。
And we can explain like this. And glory is something like we are longing for in our hearts.
你切慕什么，你就以什么为荣耀。
What you are longing for is what you are treating it as glory.
荣耀是我们所向往的一个标准。
Glory is the target and the objective we are going towards.
你一生以什么做标准，你就以那个做荣耀。
And what goal you are putting for your life, and that is the glory that you are putting for your life.
如果你的生活你的奋斗的目标是将来能够有一个大房子。
If your objective is to have a huge house.
有这个非常这个豪华的车子。
And very luxurious cars.
然后要什么都有什么的。
And everything you want you can have.
这样的一个标准就是你的荣耀。
And this standard,This objective you set, that becomes your glory.
变成是你所想往的荣耀。
And because that's what you're longing for, and that's what you're striving for.
但是我们今天在罗马书提醒我们，我们要追求的乃是神的荣耀。
But here today, in the book of Romans, we are reminded to seek God's glory.
就表示神是我们所想往的。
And then God is what we are seeking.
神的荣耀。神的标准是我们想要的标准。
God's glory is the standard, is the goalpost that we are seeking.
在这里要提醒大家有一个问题存在在这里。
Here I want to remind people of one thing, and there's one question here.
很多基督徒他讲到说我要追求神的荣耀，但其实他们还是追求自己要的荣耀。
Many Christians claim that they are seeking God's glory, but in reality, they are seeking their own glory.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的那个荣耀不是让神来规定的。
Because that glory in his mind is not defined by God's glory.
他的荣耀是自己来规定的。
And his glory is defined by himself.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
因为呢，当我们读圣经的时候，我们会读到我们喜欢的神的属性。会读到一些我们不喜欢的神的属性。
Because when we read Bible and we read some of the characteristics of God that we really agree, and we also read some characteristics we don't agree.
那我们就喜欢神的爱。
And we love God's love.
我们不喜欢神的愤怒。
And we don't like God's wrath.
所以我们认为神的愤怒不是神的荣耀。
And we treat God's wrath not as God's glory.
神的公义不是神的荣耀。
And God's righteousness is not God's glory.
我们就说这个我不要。
And we say like we don't want that.
我们只要谈到神的爱。
We only want to talk about God's love.
当你这样子去决定说圣经哪一段的经文是你所要的，哪一段的经文是你不想要听的，那时候神的荣耀让你来挑的时候，其实是我们在挑我们自己想要的。
So when we're reading Bible in this way, we're deciding which passages that we love, which passages where we don't love, we are deciding God's glory per our own standard. We are not defined, we are not following God's glory, but we are following our own glory.
最终我们还是在追求一个我们决定好的神的荣耀。
And we are seeking a predefined glory that is defined by us.
我们不是来到神面前好好的读神的话，让神来告诉我们神的荣耀是什么。
And we are not coming before God to read his words, to let God define what God's glory is.
你到外面有时候你会听到一些讲道。
When you go outside, you can hear some sermons.
你会听到他们讲希腊文。
You can hear them like speaking in Greek.
因为你自己也没读过希腊文。
And you yourself don't understand Greek.
他讲的是希腊文的意思。
And he is talking about the meaning of a Greek.
那就肯定是对的，是不是？
And then we think that is great. That is right.
有些讲员会说神的道有两种。
And some speakers may say, like God's words have two aspects.
一个叫 Rhema, 一个叫 Logos.
One is Rhema, the other one is Lamas.
Logos 是写下来的圣经。
And Logos is what's written down in the Bible.
Rhema 是你祷告当中从神那里亲自听来的。
And Rhema is what you hear from God when you pray.
这是他们的定义。
And this is their definition.
圣经从来不是这样子定义的。
But the Bible does not define it that way.
但是他们会告诉你 Logos 是写下来的，是死的。
But they tell you that the Logos is what's written down. It is not alive, it's dead.
甚至有些讲员会大胆地说是过时的。
And some speakers even say that's outdated.
你要的是神 Rhema, 你亲自听来的。
And you want to seek a Rhema, that what you hear from God.
但是人，当你说人可以自己去听，自己来听神现在要讲的跟他过去讲的不一样的时候，人就按着自己的心意去听他们想要听的。
But when human beings are listening to God according to their will and their thinking, and that's in contrast to the past, and they're actually following their own hearts.
他们任何时候说我从神的 Rhema 里头听的，就否定了神所写下来的圣经。
Whenever they say they listen to something from Rhema, from God, and they are actually denying what God has written down in the Bible.
神启示的圣经给否定了，就用新的一些的观念来取代了。
And God's written Bible was declined, and then that's replaced by what they hear from their own mind.
他们就决定了他们自己想要的神的启示。
And they decide what they want as God's revelation.
所以他们所谓的神的荣耀是他们自己重新按着他们的喜好来决定的神的荣耀。
So the so-called God's glory in their mind is actually defined of what they think is God's glory.
当我们讲到寻求神的荣耀的时候，我们乃是讲到是神的启示，不是按我们人的喜好。
When we are talking about seeking God's glory, is to understand what God has revealed to us and not according to our own understanding.
罗马书第三章二十三节怎么说？
In Romans chapter 3:23 it says,
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
在这里讲到我们罪人主要的问题是什么？
Here, what is the main problem of us sinners?
亏缺神的荣耀。
Fall short of the glory of God.
或者我们也喜欢更改神的荣耀。
Or we can say sometimes we want to revise God's glory.
我们把神的荣耀给取代了。
We replace God's glory.
让我们的心去追求这世上的东西。
And we allow our hearts to seek the worldly things.
而我们心内心里头的喜爱不是神。
And the real, the love and what we desire in our hearts are not God.
我们把圣经给篡改了。
And we even modify the Bible.
我们读到人的罪的时候，我们不去多谈他，我们只单单谈神的爱。
When we are encountering the sin of human beings, we are not talking about that when we focus on God's love.
你读到罗马书第一章到第三章都讲到世人都犯了罪没有一个义人的时候，我们总是忍不自禁的马上要提到神的爱。
In Romans chapter 1-3, when we hear about for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of a God, and we just very instinctively we started to talk about God's love.
我们谈到神的愤怒在罪人身上的时候，我们不想多想。
When we are talking about the wrath that God's wrath on people, we don't want to think more.
我们带查经的时候，我们觉得这个很难开口。
And when we are doing Bible study, we think this is really hard to discuss.
因为我们内心里头，我们有我们自己喜爱的。
Because we have what we desire, what we love in our own hearts.
我们不能完全接受神的荣耀。
And we cannot accept the God's glory in the whole part.
我们世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
神的荣耀就是他自己。
God's glory is God himself.
他是圣洁的，他是公义的，他是信实，他是爱。
He's holy, he's righteous, he's faithful, and he is love.
我们人从某方面也都有这方面的属性。
In some aspects, human beings also have some characteristics of this.
我们内心里面希望是公义的。
In our hearts, we hope to be righteous.
我们也希望我们认识的人是信实的。
We wish that the people we encounter are faithful.
我们也愿意来爱。
We also want to love.
很多的爱情的这个歌都讲到海枯石烂的爱，是不是？
And then a lot of love songs talk about the love that's till the end of the world.
但是你发现在人间里头没有海枯石烂的爱，最后都是很多问题的爱。
And then we found that in this lifetime there's no such thing as love till the end of the world. There are many issues.
因为人都是罪人。
Because all are sinners.
他们的公义是偏心的。
And their so-called righteousness is very one-sided.
人的信实是短暂的。
And the faithfulness of humans are also very short-lived.
人的爱是被扭曲的。
And the love of the people is also twisted.
所以人虽然有好的一面，但是每一个好的一面都有亏缺。
And even though people have good aspects, but every good aspect has some area that falls short of the glory.
这亏缺就是罪的亏缺。
And this short of the glory, this shortness is because of sin.
我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
We fall short of the glory of God.
真正的荣耀是以神所启示的荣耀为荣耀。
The true glory of God is to really, is based on the glory of God that's revealed by God himself.
而不是我们自己思想里头能接受的。
It's not what we can accept in our mind.
我们能接受不能接受神所启示的，我们都应该要全盘接受。
It doesn't matter whether we can accept or not accept what God has revealed to us. We need to accept.
所以罗马书一章二十一节就告诉我们人为怎么犯罪呢？因为他们虽然知道神，却不把神当着神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
In Romans chapter 1:21, verse 21, it tells us, For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or gave thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
你发现我们一直都在回到这段经文啊。
And you realize that we always come back to this verse.
因为这不单只是还没信主的人，我们还没信主之前我们的问题，我们今天就是基督徒，我们常出现这个问题。
This is not only the issue of those who have not believed in Christ, even for Christians today, and this is also a problem.
因为每一次当我们遇到环境的时候，我们心里头开始埋怨的时候，我们其实埋怨的是什么？神啊，你没有掌权。
Whenever we are encountering difficulties, we are complaining. What are we complaining about? We're complaining that God is not in control.
好一点的话，神啊，你的确在掌权，只是我不喜欢你掌权的方式。
A little better way of saying this, yeah, God, we know you're in control, but we don't like the way you're in control.
如果你这样子掌权下去的话，我干脆就不要你了。
And if you're in control in such a way, then I don't want you.
所以很多基督徒虽然知道神，
So many Christians, even though they know God,
不把神当神来荣耀他，
but they do not honor him as God.
也不感谢他，
or give thanks to him.
所以很多我们的思想，这个不是只是我们还没信主的时候的问题。当我们不把神当神的时候，我们的思念变为虚妄。
This is not a problem before we became Christians, but it's an ongoing issue. When we do not honor God as God or give thanks to Him, our mind become futile.
无知的心昏暗。
And our foolish hearts were darkened.
我们在婚姻里头。
In marriage,
每个基督徒都晓得婚姻是神所设立的。
Every Christian understands marriage is established by God.
神所设立的人不可分开。
And what God connected was not set apart by humans.
但有时候基督徒也陷入罪中。
But sometimes Christians also fall into sin.
看着自己的伴侣越看越不像是神所设立的。
And they look at their spouse,and saying, this is not what God is giving me.
虽然神启示了，
even though God revealed to him,
神所设立的不可分开，
and what God connected should not be break apart.
但是他们认为说神一定弄错了，
but they think God must have made a mistake.
或者我弄错了，
or it may be I made a mistake.
神没弄错，是我弄错了。
Maybe God did not make a mistake, but
换一下讲得很好听，好像是在奉承神，其实我只是换句话，然后告诉神说这个婚姻我不要了。
Even though it says so well on the surface, like they are not blaming God, blaming themselves, but in fact they are blaming God and they want to get rid of the marriage.
我不能为我的另外一半感谢神。
And like we are not grateful for the other part of our life.
我的另外一半只是我埋怨的原因，不可能是我感恩的原因。
And my other part of my life is the source of my complaint. It's not the source of my thanksgiving.
当他们不把神当神来荣耀他的时候，
when they do not honor God as God,
不把设立婚姻的神当着神来荣耀神的时候，
they do not honor God who established marriage and to honor him this way,
思念就变为虚妄。
And their thoughts become futile and their hearts are darkened.
所以基督徒的先生或太太也开始胡思乱想。
And so the Christian wife or husband start wandering their minds.
神要我开心是不是？
And God wants me to be happy, right?
离婚让我开心。
And divorce makes me happy.
他们的思念就变为虚妄。
So their thinking became futile.
心就变昏暗。
And their hearts were darkened.
所以你也看到基督徒也有离婚的。
So you can see that there are divorces among Christians.
因为他们不把设立婚姻的神当着神。
Because they do not honor God who established marriage as God.
来荣耀他，来敬畏他。
To honor him.
我们把我们自己的感觉抬得比神还高。
We put our own thinking as the utmost, at the highest place, replacing God.
来到罗马书第二章第七节的时候，神就说，
When we come to Romans 2, chapter 2, verse 7, God says,
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
凡人信心上寻求荣耀尊贵不能随之福，就以永生报应他们。凡人信心上寻求荣耀尊贵而不能朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。
To those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life.
神赐永生给那些恒心行善、
God gave
a
eternal life those who are patient in well doing.
我们这个讲过了啊，就是那一些我们怎么变成一个恒心行善、寻求神荣耀的人呢
？How do we become the people like by patience in well doing and seek for glory and honor and immortality?
罗马书三到五章说，不是靠着我们的努力。
And Romans chapter 3.And tells us it's not by our own effort,
乃是靠着因信诚义
but because of a faith through the righteousness through faith.
一个得救得永生的基督徒，应该是一个寻求神荣耀的人生。
A saved Christian is a Christian who seeks the glory of God.
等一下我们还有一些经文大家可以看。
We have some scriptures that we can people can read.
一个得救得永生的基督徒是一个恒心寻求神荣耀的人生。
A saved Christian is one who is by patience in well doing seek for the glory of God.
如果你不是
If you're not,
如果不是我们就像一个当初离弃神的人。
And we are not doing this one, we are like those whowere leaving God in the first place.
我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
我们若坚持在不悔改的当中，我们要面对将来要面对神的审判。
If we're insisting on the way of non-repentance, we will face God in the final judgment.
一个真正得救得永生的基督徒是一个在艰难中仍然恒心寻求神荣耀的人生。
A true Christian, a true saved Christian is one who will persist and patient in their life and seeking God's glory.
罗马书第五章一到二节我们一起来念。
Let's read Romans 5, verse 1 to 2 together.
我们因信称义，就借着我们。我也要借着信心。你看见了哈，第一节说我们因信称义。
And we see the first verse says we're justified by faith.
我们因为信就能够进入到今天的这个恩典里头。
And because of faith, we can come into the grace we have today.
因为我们的信，因为我们信耶稣，我们今天站在这个恩典当中，我们的心是欢欢喜喜的。
Because of faith in Jesus Christ, we come.Stand here, and then we are joyful in our hearts.
我们不是欢欢喜喜的享受生活，因为神每一天供应我们。我们
It's not like we enjoy life with a full of joy every day because God provides.
我们乃是欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
But we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
有时候我们读这个经文很快就读过去了啊。
And in many cases, we read this passage very quickly.
为什么说欢欢喜喜盼望？
Why do we say like we have the hope of the glory?
因为现在还没有，是不是？
Because we do not have it now.
我们站在这个恩典当中，不是马上所有神的荣耀就彰显了啊，乃是在这个恩典里头，让我们能够欢欢喜喜的去盼望神的荣耀。
It's not like because we stand in grace today, like we have already, but we have the hope.That we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
那我们的心是向着神的荣耀，才会欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
Our heart is towards God, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
如果神的荣耀、神的那个荣美、神的那个标准不是我们所盼望的话
，If the God's glory and the beauty is not what we hope for.
不是我们欢欢喜喜所盼望的话
It's not what we joyfully hoping for.
你要怀疑你是不是站在这个恩典当中。
And then you need to think whether you are actually standing in grace.
如果我们不在这个恩典中欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀的话，我们要开始思考我们到底信的是什么。
If we are not standing in grace and then rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, we need to ponder what we believe. What are we actually believing in?
什么叫基督徒?
What is Christian?
基督徒不是我跟别人比，我比你好，比你差。
Christian is not to compare me with others and saying I am better or worse than you.
基督徒是那一天，当我们来到神的荣耀面前的时候，发现我们实在是个罪人。
And Christian is the one day we come before God and realize that we are sinners. We are actually sinners.
不是我比旁边啊凯源好，或者比凯源差啊。
It's not we compare with brother Kaiyuan. I'm better or worse than him.
这些都不重要了。
This is not important.
啊，我喜欢有一个讲员讲的啊。
I like one speaker who said,
他说跟太阳比的话
，to compare with the sun,
那个阳可比我近，靠近太阳多一点。
Like a brother Yangke is closer to the sun.
他以后的儿子也会比我靠近太阳。
And his son in the future will be closer to the sun.
可是有差吗？
What's the difference?
太阳是何等的大，何等的遥远，我们这样子去比是很可笑的事情。
The sun is so far, so high above there, and it's a joke that we compare ourselves to.
我们只能说，我们每一个人看见神的荣耀的时候，我们不能再比了。就算你高我一头又怎么样？我们都亏缺神的荣耀。
And we are looking at God's glory. We know, like we cannot compare with anyone. No matter how we compare, we are short of the glory of God.
我们再怎么高，你都不会比我先碰到太阳。
No matter how tall you are not going to reach the sun.
我们都需要基督的恩典。
We need the grace of the Christ.
只有当我们认识到这样的一个罪的问题的时候，我们才会跟神说：“神啊，你的渴慕，你的圣洁是我心所要的。”
Only when we realize that the sinful nature we have, then we rejoice in our hope and that God's glory is what we are looking for.
所以我会痛悔。
So I repent.
我是何等的一个罪人。
And repent that what a sinner I am.
只有耶稣基督才能拯救。
Only God, only Jesus Christ can save me.
我们的罪不是说我比谁高比谁好就能够达到神的标准了。
Our sin is not like I'm better than someone that I can reach God's standard.
当我认识到神的这个荣耀的时候，我发现再高的人都达不到的话，我们都是灭亡的人。
And I realized, when I realized the glory of God, we know no matter how good a person is, no one will reach God's standard.
所以我们悔改。
So we repent.
说耶稣基督唯有你的拯救能够救我脱离这个罪。
And Jesus Christ, only you yourself through your salvation that you can save us from this sinful world.
我们既然因为神的荣耀而看见自己的丑陋，我因为这样子我们而呼求耶稣基督拯救我们，我们就自然而然是一个渴慕神荣耀的人。
Because of God's glory, we see how sinful we are, and then we are seeking the salvation from Jesus Christ.
如果你不是因为神的荣耀看见自己的罪恶而愿意求主耶稣来拯救你的话，你不会渴慕神的荣耀。
If you are not because of God's glory that you see the sinful nature of yourself, then you seek His glory and want to repent, then you will not. You're not actually truly repenting.
你若不渴慕神的荣耀，当初我们的认罪，我们是不认识神的荣耀而做的事情。
If you're not thirsty about God's glory, and then the repentance you had before was not the true repentance.
保罗在这里，罗马书五章这里说，我们因信称义，最终是为了神的荣耀。
Here in Roman, Paul said, "We are justified by faith, as for the eternal glory of God."
我们来念罗马书第八章二十八到三十节。
Let's read Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30.
我中间抽了一小段出来啊，就我们不会全部念，以后我们会念，我们查经会查到第八章。我们来二十八节来，我们想。 在这里想到说万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Here it talks about all things work together for the good of those who love God.
这益处就是将来那因信称义的人得到荣耀。
And this benefit, these good things is that those who are justified by faith will receive God's glory.
神叫万事互相效力。
God will make all things work together.
不是叫我们梦想成真。
It's not to realize our dreams.
神叫万事互相效力。
God make all things work together.
不是为了使我们得到我们想要的益处。
It's not to, for us to receive the benefits we desire.
神叫万事互相效力。
God make all things work together.
是让我们学习耶稣基督的榜样。
Is for us to learn from Jesus Christ who set a great example for us.
让我们的忍耐更有基督的模样。
So our patience, our endurance will have the image of God, the Christ.
让我们的爱更有基督的模样。
And our love will have the image of Christ.
那真正因为神的荣耀而看见自己丑陋的罪人，因为要看见自己的罪而向耶稣基督呼求的，必盼望神的荣耀。
The one who has seen his own sinful nature because of God's glory will be truly the one who is seeking God's glory.
那盼望神荣耀的。
The one who hopes for God's glory.
神要叫万事互相效力。
And God will make all things work together.
叫神的荣耀成就在我们身上。
So God's glory will be fulfilled in us.
这荣耀是神的荣耀。
And this glory is God's glory.
所以我们经历的事情，万事当中有很多是艰难的。
So the things we encounter, we experience, many things are difficult.
但是在患难中，我们忍耐。
But in suffering, we endure.
我们忍耐是因为我们欢喜。晓得这患难必我们成就那极大无比的荣耀。
We endure because we rejoice because of through the suffering, and we will through the endurance we will see God's glory.
求神帮助我们，我们在做很多，我们就是称为自己是基督徒的，我们要问说我们的心到底是不是向着神的荣耀。
We ask God to help us to examine our hearts, those who of us who claim to be Christians. Let's examine our hearts. Who are we seeking? Are we seeking God's glory?
像当初清教徒他们为了神的荣耀，他们踏上一个艰难的道路。
Like in the 1620s, those Puritans who were seeking God's glory, they went on a journey that's full of hardship.
他们做的任何的决定都为了神的荣耀。
All the decisions they made was to glorify God.
他们身上不是没有软弱，也不是没有缺欠。
It's not like they are not short of any weakness or their shortcomings.
但至少他们是为了神的荣耀而奔跑他的人生。
But they know they went through their life to seek God's glory.
我们在这里有学生毕业要离开的。
Yeah, we have students among us who will graduate.
去上大学的。
And we also have students who are leaving us to enter college.
要工作的。
And to go through to start a new work life.
我们有单身要寻找另外一半的。
We also have singles among us who are seeking the other part.
我们有结婚为了要有家庭的。
We also have married couples who have families.
我们有工作为了要退休的。
We also have those who work and who...To work to retire.
我们为什么而活？
Why? What are we living for?
当我们为着神的荣耀，我们在艰难当中，我们仍然欢喜的盼望神的荣耀。
When we seek God's glory, even though we are facing hardship, we rejoice.
神给我们的恩典是何等大的恩典。
And God's grace is immeasurable.
如果这个信仰只是你当初信的为了让神来解决我的问题的话，那我们信错了。
If the faith you had before was for God to solve your own problems, and we might have the wrong faith.
这信仰是让我们信了之后 好让我们能够追求神的荣耀。
And this phase is the, after we believe, we are going to seek God's glory.
求神帮助我们，让我们愿意像十二章一节那样子的，我们把自己献上，为神的荣耀而活。
May God help us so we can live a life that's worthy of His calling, like Romans chapter 12, verse 1 said.
我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主你赐给我们何等大的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, and what a wonderful grace you have given us.
叫我们这些罪人，短见的罪人，能够看见那真实永恒的荣耀。
Let us such short-sighted sinners to see that eternal glory.
叫我们这些就这一生以后再也没有希望的人，仍然能够在你的荣耀盼望当中充满着盼望。
And that you allow us who are without hope, that we have hope and rejoice in our heart to seek your glory.
让我们在地上生活就这么几年过去的人能够为你的荣耀而活。
And those who live in this world with a numbered years, that we can live to glorify you.
帮助我们的信，让我们的信乃是向着你的荣耀。
Help our faith, help our belief is to seek your glory.
我们真实的在你的恩典当中，我们欢欢喜喜。
We rejoice, in your glory.
欢欢喜喜的盼望主你的荣耀。
We rejoice to hope for your glory.
你的荣耀必成就。
And your glory will save us.
人一切寻求地上的荣耀将要过去。
All the glory that the people are seeking in this world will pass.
但你的荣耀要长久的长存。
But your glory is eternal.
帮助我们改变我们的心，让我们爱慕主你的荣耀。
Help us change our hearts that we are seeking and loving your glory.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.